this story of the two servants and the king is a parable about the kingdom of heaven. It comes at the end of Matthew 18, where in the beginning, Jesus begins his speech, his sermon, speaking about children. He says, "You must become a child to enter the kingdom of heaven." And he talks about how grave it is to lead a child into temptation. And then he comes to teach about what it means to forgive one another in the passages before this gospel. And finally, we have Peter's question about forgiveness and Jesus showing that we need to forgive one another constantly without counting the number of times. Why? Because as Christ has forgiven us our entire debt, all of our sins, we must respond by offering that forgiveness to one another so that we might enter into heaven. Think about heaven where there is no grudges, there is no anger or hatred, there is perfect reconciliation. Think about how St. Paul and St. Stephen embraced each other when they found each other in the kingdom of God, even though Paul had been consenting to Stephen's murder and had hated him, wanted to destroy the way that he spoke of. Think about all the people who on earth had so many grudges, had so much anger, who because they believed in the Lord, because they sought after Jesus, in heaven they embrace. Soldiers who fought against each other in battle, siblings in their various rivalries, perhaps even leaders of nations of different kinds. If we strive to forgive one another on earth, we will find perfect reconciliation in heaven. Who right now in your life can you imagine it would be difficult to embrace in heaven? Who is someone right now that there is something between you and you really can't imagine how it will be healed or reconciled? But in heaven, the kingdom of heaven, there is only forgiveness. Sometimes we need to lift our eyes up to think about the life of heaven so that we can live a righteous life on earth. Sometimes we need to consider and imagine the kind of holy life that the friends of God have in the kingdom so that we can in this life begin to say, well, why not make that happen now? Why not start living like that now? Why not start forgiving like that now? That's what it means to be a child of God. And that's what it means to prepare to be eternally young, eternally youthful, eternally joyful, like a child in the kingdom of heaven.